Welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. We are delighted to be joined by SD Express journalist Ekvard Jurekit. Thank you for joining us today, Ekvard. How are you?
I'm well, good afternoon.
We're here to talk about basically Flora being a bit in financial trouble, or potential financial trouble. We only have a vague idea of what's been going on behind the scenes in Flora. So, yeah, if you could just give us an idea of what's been happening.
Well, essentially, the problem is that when Flora qualified for the Conference League, I think it actually started 1 year before when they had quite an okay season in Europe, beating, actually, I'm trying to think what they beat. It was a Serbian team that I can't remember the name of, and then they lost to Eintracht, and the games actually looked quite good. They started taking more financial risks, essentially considering their youth academy, because they realized that, oh, if we actually do well in Europe, then other clubs from abroad will have interest for our players. And despite those sums that they want to buy these players for not being anything, like it's not even noteworthy in the UK terms, right? I remember when Sheffield United sold some player I had never heard the name of to Tottenham Academy 2 years ago for 750,000. It's like nothing in the UK, but such sums are essentially unheard of in Estonian football. And suddenly when foreign clubs say, oh, we want this player, we are ready to give you like 200,000, 300,000 euros. It's an insane sum for Estonian football club. And well, Flora probably realized that, okay, first we get money from Europe, which is a big bonus and generally requires more effort, or we can also like invest a lot in our academy and then sell players for some time. Well, it worked, but I cannot say if it was actually the players that they had like invested in from the beginning. It was mostly their previous products. Like I'm talking Rauno Sappin and Martin Kusk, and I'm not sure how much money they got, for example, for Kreida, but well, they got like 500,000 euros combined for Kusk and Sappin, which is like, well, an insane amount. And they thought, okay, we can do it regularly. Also, there was Sorga before that, who was sold for like, I actually don't know the sum for him, but it was at least like 100, 200,000 euros, probably even more. I think it's public, you can look it up. But well, after that, they didn't have that good seasons. And what happened was that they did not have any players to sell. They did not get that much money from Europe. And now they are stuck with the youth academy. They're investing unheard of amounts by Estonian standards, but it's not producing any talent that they can sell, at least yet, as we're talking. Basically, we don't really know if it was the wrong decision to invest in the youth academy, because, well, youth academy, it's a long process to produce this kind of talent that you can sell. But what we can say is that they were way too optimistic, thinking that they can produce results in just a few years. It's just not realistic, you know. When you start building a youth academy, probably takes like at least 5, but probably more like 10 years to have that constant streamline of talents that are coming through. And well, sometimes it's luck. Even clubs like Porto, Benfica, Sporting Lisbon, sometimes they just don't have anyone to sell. It's like it has not become the constant stream of money that Flora imagined it would be.
Yeah, so in your article, you mentioned it was a 1.1 million euro loan, which obviously for Estonian clubs is a lot of money. Is that purely to pay for the academy?
I think most of the money went towards that, yes. Well, of course, it's like difficult to say what money went to the academy, what money went to, I don't know, pay wages to the first team players, because, you know, it's like with state budgets. If a state takes a loan, then all the politicians like to say that, oh, we took the loan to, I don't know, build this road. But as with the state budget, also Flora's budget is one big punch, and theoretically you could say that, well, it was just a loan. It could have gone anywhere.
think the question I have, like, mainly is like, how illegal is it, like, to say, like, okay, this is on the books, this isn't on the books. You know, obviously it's coming from the Estonian FA when it could be used to help other clubs as well, but obviously it's predominantly gone to Flora.
Well, the Estonian FA says that the other clubs could also get the loan in the, well, basically how much loan you could get depends on what position you finish in the league, because on that depends how much money you can get from Europe. That's what the Estonian FA says. I personally think it's a bit more complicated because, for example, Paide also got a smaller loan. They got like 372,000 euros, if I remember correctly. But the quirk with Paide is that Paide finished fourth last season in the league, and theoretically they have not secured the European money yet. Because if Kalju wins the cup, which is slightly realistic, or Viimsi wins the cup, which is not very realistic, then Paide does not get the money from Europe. But yeah, basically clubs can make a promise to the Estonian FA that, oh, we promise we will pay this back, and then the Estonian FA helps them get the loan. Well, the difference between, for example, Flora and Paide and Levadia here is that while Paide and Levadia have, well, not absurdly wealthy, but at least by Estonian standards, Estonian football standards, quite wealthy owners with whom you can be sure that when the club is really in trouble, the owner will essentially pump more money into, at least to the extent that the club will not cease to exist. But with Flora, there is no such owner. Well, it's a bit more complicated. Flora is essentially, well, I don't know if I get sued if I say that it's owned by Aivar Pohlak, but well, legally it is, I guess, not owned by Aivar Pohlak, but by 10 different members of Aivar Pohlak's family, for the 10 members of Flora, and who basically elect Flora's president, who right now is Aivar Pohlak's son Pelle. But well, none of them really have that amount of money to survive without, I don't know, bank loans from the Estonian FA, or more broadly speaking, the European money and the money from player sales that they plan to pay all the loans off with, which is essentially what they depend on. So it becomes basically an exercise of cutting costs. You need to cut costs enough so that you can basically pay everything off, because right now they took out all the European money that they're expected to receive this season. Of course, they can receive more if they do well in Europe, which, well, personally, I find it difficult to see, looking how they're playing right now. But well, it might happen. It mostly depends on the luck of the draw, right? Because I think they are still seeded in the first round due to that one good season. I think it's the last season where they will be seeded thanks to that. And therefore they have a chance of drawing, I don't know, a team from San Marino, a team from Gibraltar, which is essentially what they need to financially survive into the next season, because they really, really, really need to win the first round in the Champions League qualification. Because if they don't win, then they go straight to the Conference League, which is, well, generally opponents will be quite tough there, as we saw last season in the Champions path. But if you win the first one, you get to the European League, and then further in the Conference League, it's like the question of essentially €1 million, which is, again, by Estonian football standards, a huge amount.
So how serious is it essentially? Because I did see, didn't they didn't pay their players as well, and
No, no, no.
could it?
At least as much as I've heard, they have not had problems with paying players yet. If you look at the financial numbers, I would expect that they would have that trouble by the end of the year, maybe around September, October, November, if they do not get extra money from Europe. So I think Flora's future essentially really relies on the luck of the draw. Because when the summer comes, like, I don't know yet what the pots will look like, but it will probably look something like, oh, Flora is really rubbing their hands that they're drawn against some team from San Marino, Gibraltar, whatever, but not that random team that won the Polish championship, or random team that won Swedish championship. And so it's essentially, well, they need to get lucky with the draw. Which is
Would you say there
essentially the
is?
same always for Estonian teams. Like we are always hoping that that the first opponent is as weak as possible because the difference in levels between the teams that you can draw is like really huge in the first round. And due to the system, now it depends even more because if you don't win the first round, then you don't get three chances. If you do, you get three chances.
So would you say if they go out in the first round, then there is that chance that they will cease to exist, or is that would never happen with Flora?
I don't know. Theoretically, then what I can see is that at the end of the season, at the current rate, they would not have the money to pay players. But okay, not being able to pay players for like 2 3 months is not essentially unheard of in Estonian football. It has happened, I think, to Kalju. It has happened to Flora. I'm not sure if it has happened to Levadia, but it has happened to essentially a lot of clubs where you have serious liquidity issues and you can't pay and you promise, okay, let's play this season. We will figure out where we get the money from, and I think abroad in some Eastern European countries it's even more difficult. But the problem becomes because this season Levadia, at least as of now, looks unbeatable for Flora. I personally think Flora will still qualify for the Conference League because well, last season was kind of an exception where Paphos and Kalev were really strong. But I think generally the four teams. Flora, Levadia, Paide, Kalju, most of the time should finish top four. It's quite difficult not to. And then it becomes the question of okay, we qualify for Conference League. We're guaranteed like 400,000 euros instead of 1 point something million. And if you look at how Flora is run right now, then even right now they are making a loss of 700,000, 800,000, 900,000, 1 million a season. And now we have to amplify this loss by that 600,000 at least euros that they are missing out on. And also, well, it snowballs because if you go to the Conference League, if you look at the history of how Estonian teams do in the Conference League, it's quite uncommon to get far there. And even if you get far, it's essentially impossible to qualify for the main draw because well, I don't know if you remember Paide a few seasons ago who did really well. They beat I think some team from Armenia, then Dinamo Tbilisi, and well then fuck, it's Kent against us. What do we do?
So, is there a possibility that Flora could be no more next year, or?
Okay, now we get to the point, but well, it's not a fact that I'm saying no, but it's what I think is most likely to happen. Flora has one asset. It's a training base near Ole Kokk Arena in well, it's called Kotka Stadion, which is essentially worth like a bit more than 2 million euros. The exact figure is probably unknown. I'm not even sure if Flora themselves know that unless they have got a recent valuation for that. Well, it's like 2+ million euros. The problem with that is the liquidity. Like, who is going to buy that training base? No other club in Estonia is going to pay 2 million euros for a training base. It's just well, first they don't have the money, and second they all have their own arrangements. They don't need that. But there is the Estonian Football Association, which I think would be willing to help, and I think it's quite likely that in some way or the other, Flora will just sell the training base to the Football Association and then continue in their exercise of cutting costs. Because if you look at how much Estonian football clubs are spending, then last year Flora essentially still spent like. I'm trying to remember. I think Flora spent like 4 million while Levadia and Paide spent like 2.3 or something like that, which is essentially the difference that Levadia and Paide don't have such huge academies. So I think Flora has to sell that base, has to scale down their academy, and of course continue cutting costs running the first team, which, well, as we can see from this season, they have done. For example, selling Kojamaa, not selling, I think Kojamaa went on free transfer to Paide. Then 3 players went to Ireland, etc.
Yeah, I find it funny that you say like they could sell it to Football Association when you mentioned earlier that in inverted commas, Flora is owned by Ivar Polak, who also runs the Football Association. So essentially they'd be selling it to themselves, essentially, right?
Well, essentially, in some sense. So now the question, it can probably be done in very transparent legal ways. Unlike, well, if you remember, Flora sold the whole Alekoka Arena complex to the Football Association, which was not done in very transparent and fair way. Because first, I think it has been established now that Flora sold the complex for more than what it's worth, and Flora also got a 12-year lease, which they essentially did not have to pay anything for. But if they sell the Kotka complex for, they get the correct valuation, they sell for exactly that amount to the FA, and they don't get any favorable deal to continue using it, then it's probably the most fair way to essentially survive. Of course, there is probably another option of selling it to some property developer, because it's in an okay area. It's not in the city center, but it's not that far away. So probably some property developer would also be interested. But I'm not sure if Flora is interested in doing it this way. Plus, for property developers, well, now we get very technical, but it becomes problematic that for now the use of that land is specified in the what's the word for that? Essentially, the how the land is supposed to be used is public buildings, well, which, for example, football field is, right? So the property developer would need to go to the city government and change the purpose of this land, and it's a bit historically difficult in Tallinn. But yeah, the FA option is by far the most realistic, because who else is going to buy a football training complex in Estonia for over 2 million euros? No one.
How would you fix it in the long term? You say like it's not the first time where like teams have gone months without paying players. So in like the long term, like the next 5, 10 years, how would you go about that to not let that happen like
I
again?
personally think now what I'm talking is not a problem only for Flora, but for most other football teams, because as well, because if you compare, for example, if you look at the financial results of Estonian basketball teams versus Estonian football teams, then Estonian basketball teams are able to bring in way more sponsorship money than Estonian football teams. I don't have the exact numbers, but I don't believe that Estonian basketball is watched by that much more people than Estonian football. Of course, Estonia is way better in basketball, but I think Estonian football clubs, if they actually did everything properly, probably at least most of them would be able to bring in more sponsorship money, which I think we are talking in like 200,000, 300,000 a year, which, well, it doesn't sound that much, but it is a lot for even for Flora Levadia Paide. Well, of course, I believe everyone is working on that, but for some reason it has not happened. And well, Flora needs to continue downscaling. I don't know how they probably thought how they can downscale the academy and not losing quality, because well, that you need to ask from people from Flora, but it's well, essentially the same as with startups, that when you expand something, it's quite likely that you have a lot of essentially useless costs that you can cut. It's possible that Flora has them, and they are identifying them and trying to cut them. And then there is the main team, which well, right now Flora's salary, at least last year, was still 100,000 more than Levadia and Paide. I think it will fall to the same level, maybe even lower. But from there you can't cut infinitely. I think Flora really really cannot cut more than 150,000 euros a year of their salary records. It's just not possible. So yeah, they have essentially an accounting exercise how to get everything in check.
Something we're not too familiar with is wages in Estonia. Would you say Flora are overpaying players? Or let's change that actually. Like, obviously, they keep their philosophy with the Estonian-based players and obviously with the youth academies compared to, let's say, Levadia and Paide, who bring in more foreign players. Are Flora's wages, would you say, in line with those two clubs or?
I think before, like last season and even before that, Flora was willing to pay the players they really want more than the other clubs, which you basically would see the past few years. It has been that all the other clubs take Estonians, which Flora for any reason does not want anymore. But from this season, you can see that it's, I think, most likely not the case anymore because I think Ojamaa, you can see, went to Paide. I think it's just the case of Paide paid him more. Kallaste went to Levadia. I think it's again the case that Levadia paid him more. But well, okay, they are both 30 plus players. For players for like, I don't know, 18 to, sorry, 18 to 21 years old. I'm not sure. Looking at Flora's philosophy that they want to sell players, maybe they still are ready to pay them more than the other clubs. Well, I don't really know. I only see the total number of salaries to players paid. I don't see as I don't see like for specific types of players.
Yeah, sure. Another thing you mentioned in your article was also Elva had a loan, which was that wiped as well, or was that?
No, it was not wiped, but the Elva did not pay back a single penny last year. And they got the loan extended by 8 years. And the Elva's chairman is also a member of the Estonian FA's management board. It's just, I think legally, it's probably even more shady than the loan because, well, the loan to Flora is technically not legally shady. It just looks very bad. And also, when put in context that Flora is in difficulty, it's just, that the loan was really needed for Flora to continue operating as they are now. But with Elva, the thing is that if you don't pay back a single penny for a year and then your loan gets extended for 8 years, well, generally bank works in a way that if you say to the bank that, sorry, I can't pay back the loan, the bank says, okay, what in 3 months? Well, if in 3 months you also can't pay back the loan, then bank generally says, okay, you're not a trustworthy customer. We will sell your property and get back our money. Well, of course, selling a football stadium in Elva is not that easy. I don't think anyone would buy it. But when looking at the context of who Elva's owner is, who is quite a rich businessman again by Estonian standards, I think it was 175,000 remaining balance. I think it's not too much to ask from him to cover that loss from his other businesses, which he's well probably not willing to do.
Let's put that into perspective then. So, obviously, Elva had a loan, now been given 8 years to pay it off. Do you think their clubs, let's say, like Mardu, Legion, Tulevik, do you think they feel kind of, pissed off by that? Because obviously, they struggled financially to compete in the top divisions, and then you've got something like that's happening, like, right. Because especially Mardu, who were denied the license this year to go up to S-Liga B as well, do you think they might feel kind of like, that's a bit shitty?
Okay, the Mardu case I think is completely different because it's probably run by people who I think the problem with Mardu is that the people running the club don't know enough Estonian to read the documents which specify what do you need to do for the license. I think it's what happened looking at how many irregularities they had. They were just not able to actually properly do their paperwork. But I think it's not these clubs that are the most pissed, the clubs that are most pissed are the clubs who have had to finance their infrastructure projects straight from the bank. While the Flora style loans have been given out to other clubs as well, that type of loan that's straight from the FA to build a stadium to a club. Well, it's one of a kind. There is no other example. So the pissed clubs are who. Pissed off clubs are the clubs who have had to do this the proper way, that they go to the bank and take a loan and will pay it back regularly, not just whenever they please or have spare money.
Really sure what I'm like want to ask, but it's kind of like a simple process for clubs to like get the loans in the first place from the banks, or is it easier just to go straight to the FA and say, okay, can we do it this way?
Well, it depends on the club. As you can see from Flora, previously, when their financial results were better, they were doing well in Europe. They were selling players. They went to the bank and took the loan because it was probably not very hard getting a loan from the bank. Because, well, bank looked, okay, you have spare money, you are making profit, we can give you the loan. For clubs that can't show that, which is probably most clubs, it's quite a difficult process, probably getting a loan from the bank, because bank asks, okay, what's your business model? How are you planning to pay it back? And if you say, oh, I don't know, then the bank will not hand you the money because the bank does not want to lose such big amounts.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that answers our questions, really. So it's never a dull day in Estonian football. There's always seems to be something going on, and it's interesting to hear it, because say from our point of view, with us, most of the articles are behind a paywall, and we can't sign up for it, unfortunately, from over here. So it's nice to get a description, I suppose, of what has been going on.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope you have a nice day. I see that it's windy there. Your clothes are shaking in the
Yeah, typical British weather, yeah.
cabin. Yeah, we have the British weather here today. It's just pouring rain.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's rained what every day for about 6 months here.
When I was there a week ago, it only rained on one of the 5 days,
All right,
but it was really windy for all of them.
yeah, brilliant. But yeah, thank you for your time. It's been nice to speak to you and get an understanding of what's happened and what could potentially happen. And yeah.
Yeah, I think the future is that Flora has to sell the training base, and probably the buyer is the Estonian FA, and then we will. Then we will see how fairly the deal is done. I
Yeah.
hope it's done very fairly.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Bye bye.
Cheers. Thanks for coming on. Bye bye.